Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Ryan Levesque is the creator of the Ask Method and author of the best-selling book Ask. In 2008, armed with nothing but a $450 laptop, an Ivy League background in neuroscience and an insatiable curiosity to understand why people buy, Ryan left a lucrative career on Wall Street and later in Shanghai, China, to launch a multi-million dollar online publishing business, selling information and software using now what's become known as the Ask Method, as taught in his book. Ryan has used the Ask Method to help build multi-million dollar businesses in 17 different industries, generating over $100 million worth of sales in the process. Today, Ryan and his team offer training, consulting and implementation services for entrepreneurs and businesses at all levels. So what about your money, Ryan? It sounds like you've had, you know, good earnings and obviously you're 10 years old reading all those investment books. I can't quite believe my ears. But so you've always had an interest in money and had a, it sounds like you've got a healthy, abundant attitude to it as well.
Yeah, I'd say that with respect to money, the thing that comes to mind here is this. So I have this belief that you have to focus on this dichotomy I'm about to describe. So I have this philosophy that money, as far as where you invest it, either needs to be in something that you have full control over. Mm-hmm. So reinvesting in yourself, reinvesting in your business, and you watch the whole adage of, you know, don't keep your eggs all in one basket, to paraphrase Warren Buffett. Keep your eggs all in one basket, but watch that basket very carefully. That's the first half. The second half is taking a portion of your profits and putting it away in well-diversified passive investments that you just don't look at and don't touch. Because there will come a time, there will be a day where you are hospitalized in the ICU and there's a risk that you will never work again. There will come a time where our second son was born almost six weeks premature, and we had, you know, $200,000 hospital bill putting him through the neonatal intensive care unit. Wow. He was medevaced out of the hospital. So things like that will happen. So my philosophy on money is taking that money, a portion of your profits, putting it in investment accounts that are well diversified. I have this belief system that I bet on the overall economy as a whole growing over the long term. I don't take specific company bets because who knows if Facebook's going to go the way of MySpace. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know that. I don't spend all day every day looking at stock chart patterns or company reports. But I do believe that the overall global economy as a whole will grow over time. So it's a mix of investing in fixed income and equities, a mix in investing domestic equities, international, micro cap, small cap, mid cap, and large cap, investing in real estate REITs, so real estate investment vehicles, investing in foreign exchange, diversified across all asset classes, all geographies, and all sizes. And when you do that, you put yourself in a position to not have to worry about your money day in and day out. And you know that in the short term, there will be ups and downs. But yeah, in the long term, if you bet that the global economy will grow as a whole, you're going to be in good shape.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.